proclamation number 6321 dated the July 29th, 1955. Means of grace. Prayer. You humans make too little use of the blessings which flow to you. For I constantly approach you with gifts of grace. I offer them to you, but you walk past them. Why don't you call upon me when you are in trouble? Why don't you use the prayer? And why do you keep my word unheeded, which is conveyed to you from above through my servants on earth? You should believe that all adversity is merely a means I use in order to help you, thus a grace from me. You should believe that even the prayer is an unmerited grace, that I listen to you when you speak to me, and that my word is the most valuable gift of grace because it signifies the greatest help for you if you listen to what I have to say to you and to what helps you attain everlasting bliss. Every means I use in order to help you from the abyss to the light is a gift of grace for you, because your negative attitude towards me does not merit that my love permanently cares for you. During the last days, gifts of grace truly flow to you in abundance, and no one needs to go without. Everyone can take as much as he likes, and he only needs to want to be helped in spiritual adversity, and he will certainly receive help. Yet no gift of grace works without your willingness to make use of it. Therefore I cannot change you. Instead you must do this yourselves. Your resolve must strive for spiritual progress, and helpful steps will become visible everywhere which you can use in order to climb up. But you humans have a wrong concept of the word grace. You believe that these means can already give you possession of strength and maturity of soul. You believe that formal traditions are means of grace and are unaware of the actual meaning of grace. I love all people, even those who are still distant from me, and I want to help all people to reach higher spheres. This is why my care first concerns those who are entirely without contact with me, so that they will first of all speak to me. And therefore I will bring them into situations in which they should call upon me in their adversity and suffering, because this call will have a beneficial effect. Thus my love constantly creates new means in order to turn my apostatized living creations back to me. And all means which are suitable to establish the bond between the human being and me are means of grace, because they are undeserved gifts. And as soon as a person takes refuge in prayer, he is asking for my grace, and then he will receive it without limit. I will so evidently manifest myself in his life that he will be able to gain a convinced faith, for through his prayer he has demonstrated his willingness to make use of my blessings, in which case they can also abundantly flow to him and be effective, which always requires the person's free will. And during the last days everyone can find the path to me providing he wants to. During the last days all people will be so evidently referred to their God and Creator, to a guide and helper. And everyone can turn to this God and helper of his own accord. Every person can make contact with me directly and derive incredible benefit from it. Yet he must be willing to do so, otherwise all gifts of grace remain ineffective, and then the person will be hopelessly lost when the last day has come. Amen.